إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began his kalam with the following words, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after saying, we begin in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began his kalam with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. I remind myself and you that the beginning and foundation and ending of everything in this life is this one ayah of the Qur'an. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The beginning of everything is the hamd and sana of Allah Jalla wa Ala. All praise and all thanks. The meaning of hamd is ta'rif wa shukr. Praise and thanks. All, alhamd. There is no shariq, there is no shareholder in this praise and in this thanks. Not a single atom of that praise and that thanks goes to anyone other than Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unique. Wahidul ahadu samadu alladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufwan ahad. There is no one who fits this description. Everything and everyone else is makhluq. Laitha kamithlihi shay'un wa huwa as-sami'ul basir. There is no similarity whatsoever in any way at any time between Allah and His makhluq. Everyone and every single thing other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is makhluq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it is a human being, whether it's an angel, whether it's a jinn, whether it's a planet, whether it's an animal, whether it is something animate or inanimate, whether it is something which has life or does not have life, whether it is something we know and we don't know, every single thing is the makhluq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the khaliq. And there is no similarity whatsoever between the khaliq and the makhluq. This is the foundation of the aqidah. If anyone has any doubts in this aqidah, then that doubt should be clarified and they must correct their aqidah. Otherwise, they will die on an aqidah of shirk. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this. Laysa kamithlihi shay'un. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this. There is nothing like him among the ashya, among the makhluq. There is nothing that resembles Allah. And who is this Allah? This is Allah to whom is all praise and all thanks. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. And who is Allah? Rabbul Alameen. He is the Rabb of the worlds, those we know and those we don't know. He is the Rabb of all the kainat, that we know and that we don't know. And He is the Rabb, meaning He created it, and He sustains it, and He provides for it, and He will keep it as long as He desires to keep it, and then He will destroy it or He will replace it with something else, as is His wish, and there is no shariq in this wish. No one can compel Him to do this or that. No one can make Him do this or that. He does whatever He wills. يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَحْكُمُ اللَّهُ مَا يُرِيدُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do whatever He wishes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can order whatever He wishes. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The foundation of everything. I want to remind myself and you that if we mold our lives on Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, then see what happens with that life. That life then begins and ends in a state of sujood in every aspect of our life. Because all praise and all thanks is to Allah. Whatever comes our way, we praise and we thank Allah. If anyone praises us, we say this is the praise that belongs to Allah. Does not belong to me. Does not belong to me. Belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As one of the salaf said, if someone praises me, he is praising the covering that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put over me. He's not praising me. He's praising the covering that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put over me. The khilaf. He's praising the covering, which is hiding the reality behind his cover. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never to remove this cover, either in this dunya or in the akhirah. And let the secret between Allah and us be between Allah and us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the hider of all secrets, who is the keeper of all secrets, to keep the secret which is my reality between me and him. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept this secret. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for myself, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should keep this secret and should not let this secret out. Let this be a secret between him and me. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise and all thanks only to Allah. Whatever happens in our life, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever happens in our life, whether it is in the eyes of this world, whether it is good or bad, it makes no difference. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. He said, all praise and all thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every condition that we might be in. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from all fitan and to save us from all conditions of hardship, because we are not capable of bearing hardship. But whether the condition is good or bad, whether it is sickness or health, whether it is poverty or wealth, whatever the condition might be, whether it is safety and security or whether it is fear, whatever the condition might be, this condition comes from Allah. This condition comes only because of the will of Allah. And the position of the Muslim is, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. And of course, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we beg and beseech him to save us from all conditions of hardship and fear and poverty and need and want and sickness. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from all of these conditions and to keep us in a state of safety and health, a state of iman and yaqeen, and a state of tawakkul on him alone without any partners. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that since he began his kalam with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, that he makes it easy and possible for us to remain in that state of hamd and sana for him from the beginning to the end until the last moments of our lives. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take our life in a state where we are saying Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make these words among the last words that we say, along with the kalima, that we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. When we see Malakul Maut, we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And this is reported from the lives of the Anbiya, the life of Rasulullah, the life of the Salaf, that when they saw Malakul Maut, they said, yes, this, you are the one we were waiting for. You are the one that we were waiting for. And that is because their whole life was on Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The life was molded on Hamd and Salaf Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only somebody who thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can say Alhamdulillah when he sees Malakul Maut, because then he knows that I am now going to meet Allah. What can be a happier moment? What can be a moment of greater joy and a moment of greater honor than to be called before the King? Ta'ala Allahul Malikul Haqq la ilaha illa huwa Rabbul Arshil Kareem. What is a greater moment than to be given the audience? What is a greater moment than to be brought in the presence of the King? But the only one who can say all this is the one who understands it, and not understands it like I am saying it now like a parrot, understands it at the moment of death, understands it when the tongue won't work, understand it in the bottom of his heart, in the pit of his belly, in every atom of his body, when he sees Malakul Maut. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that moment the best moment of our lives. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the last amal that we do the best amal of our whole lives. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our meeting with him the best meeting, which it is. But we ask him to make it the best meeting of our lives. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. It begins and it ends with that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the malaika who make tawaf of the arsh. And what do they say? They say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So when we say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, let us remind ourselves that we are repeating the kalam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, and which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered the malaika who are closest to him and who are making tawaf of the earth, hawl al-arsh. Allah could have ordered them to say anything. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the malaika are majboor. The malaika do not say anything of their own will. They say whatever they have been ordered to do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered them to say what? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So when we stand here in salah, we say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, let us do it with this realization that we are repeating the kalam which the malaika are saying around the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What can be a greater honor for somebody like me to be permitted and to be given the strength and the knowledge to say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen? If all the knowledge, everything I know, if every single thing is taken from me except Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, I will be highly, highly successful in this life. Everything. If my mind goes blank completely, white out, except for this one thing, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, that will be a sign of the greatest of success. And for somebody who is the most knowledgeable person in the world, and wallahi, we see so many examples of that. I was watching one of the lectures on physics by one of the greatest physics teachers, a professor of physics, Walter Lewin of MIT, who is now Professor Emeritus. He is retired, and he gave a beautiful lecture on physics, on the different laws of physics, the issue of light and the issue of movement and so on and so forth. Fantastic lecture. All that knowledge in the world, but Walter Lewin does not know Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. What use will that knowledge be that he has in his mind, which makes him a professor of MIT? Of what use will that knowledge be to him if he stands before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen? He's still alive. We ask Allah to give him hidayah, and we ask Allah to enter him into Islam. But I'm saying that if that does not happen, and I'm only using his name as a name because that's top of the mind. I just saw that lecture. But can apply to anybody. Can apply to anybody. The most so-called wisest person, the biggest scientist, the biggest professor, the biggest whoever, all of that knowledge that he has is of absolutely no use if it does not come with Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Obviously, the two extremes don't have to be there. You can have all this knowledge and Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, that is Nurun ala Nur, that is the best of the best. Because a person who recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his signs and he has this knowledge, then this knowledge becomes a means of strengthening him further and further in his iman and yaqeen on Allah Jalla wa'ala. And that is what we ask. We do not ask for knowledge to be taken away. I just gave this as an example. We say that we ask that this knowledge be reinforced with the reality behind this knowledge. And what is the reality behind the knowledge? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reinforce the knowledge with the reality behind the knowledge. So that we see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind every single thing that we know. Every single thing. That we see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind everything that we know. And the more we know, then the stronger will become our iman. This is what the Quran tells us. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. The one who understands Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. What will they say? The ones who have learnt and the ones who have learnt in this sequence. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to faith in Him, to understanding the reality of our lives, to understanding the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to say only that which pleases Him, and to do only that which pleases Him, and to save us and protect us from everything which displeases Him, whether it is by word, or whether it is by deed, or whether it is by thought, or whether it is by action, or whether it is by the remotest and the deepest thought in the deep recesses of our minds and hearts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make all of that completely and totally obedient to Him and Him only. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to manifest that obedience through the sunnah of His Habib Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to bring this sunnah into our lives 100% in every aspect of our lives. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from everything which goes against this. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.